What?
Pound nails with.
What hammer.
Right now, back when they used to have on the farm wagons and horses, there was something on the, like, if this were the wagon, there's something that stuck out like that that you hitched the horses. Mm-hmm. You remember what you called
yes,
it?
Yes, sir. It was the wagon tongue. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember calling it anything else?
Let's see. Wagon tongue or the... That's about all I remember back in them days.
How about now with a buggy? If you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the
chaise.
Okay. Now, what would you call the steel outside of a wagon wheel?
The wagon horse or something like that. Oh, you call them steel rims.
Now, how about this? Have you ever heard of the word, can you think of, first of all, can you think of anything else they used to call them?
No.
It's the wood thing. All right, now, talk about the wood thing on which the tire is fixed.
You ever have this wood thing, and it's a spoke that goes up to the top, and this wood thing comes right over here, and the steel goes over top of it.
Okay, did you remember any special name for the wood thing, the wood part?
Yeah, they called it, yes, I remember it, that center thing they called it, shucks. I just can't remember, but I know what you call it, that center part. But I know these other things, they call them spokes.
Right. Do you ever remember hearing
anybody
speak of a
felly? Felly. 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 What it means on the wagon?
Mm-hmm.
No, no, no.
That's
no.
Not using
no.
Now, when a horse is hitched up to a wagon, what do you call the barbed wood that the traces are fixed on?
That the traces is fixed on.
They're fastened to.
Oh, traces is fastened to a double tree or something like that.
All right, have you ever heard any other names besides a double tree? You ever heard calling
single it? Tree.
Anything else you remember calling it?
Let's see. That thing went across all the way, called it a... No, shucks, I know what you call that too, but I can't remember that. It's been so long.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of something called a whiffle tree?
Triple tree?
Whiffle
tree. I don't know what they might call a whiffle tree, but the thing I'm thinking about is they call it a double tree where it wakes three mews.
Oh, like when you plow them?
When you can plow, it's called a triple tree.
I never heard that.
Yeah, you can plow three mews with it.
I bet this is what you're talking about. See if this is it. On the wagon, you would have two horses.
Yes, ma'am.
Each one has a single tree.
Single tree, yes, ma'am.
What do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to?
Oh, that's what I'm trying to think to.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's a long piece of wood go across the back end of it. Then it's got some little chains hooks back to the wagon.
Have you ever heard it called a spreader?
No. Well, it could be called a spreader, but I believe that's what's the name of it. Yeah, that's what you have to think of.
Right. If a man has a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, what would you say he was doing? If he was...
I mean, if he's just driving along?
With this load of wood. And say he's carrying it.
Oh, he's hauling a load of wood.
All right. Suppose there was a log across the road. You'd say, well, he took a rope and he tied a rope to it and he did what out of the way?
Threw it across the road.
Now, another thing, like, you used to have stumps in a field.
That's right.
Clear that field. Do you remember how they did that? What they did?